Yes, it's the lighter side of the dark side, your Thursday Night Freak Show. I am Dark Mark, the goth comedian, with my new co-host. It's official, Nicole Six.
Hello.
That's the new greeting?
I'll work on it.
Okay. Anyway, so Sig and Randy apparently are on their way. They're on their way up in the elevator, and Amazon Eve is coming, and everybody's a little late. The L.A. traffic is, every time I try to underestimate it.
Google took us a very special route. Yeah. I like the last route. That was better.
We're going to do the side streets from here on in, but it gives us a chance to do our sponsors really quick. We love Doomy's Home Cooking is our sponsor here locally in L.A., and they have... have you been to the Doomy Sunday brunch yet?
I haven't, but my roommate's vegan, so I hear she'd like it.
She would love it. It's all you can eat, $15, and for you, well, I mean, it's beautiful. It's great food for you. It's cinnamon toast, regular toast, scramble, home fry potatoes, chorizo chicaquiles, whatever that is, pasta del giorno, breakfast burritos, grits and fixins, and fruits. And they have also a la carte items for $2 or $4 if you want some
chilaquiles.
Waffles.
Chilaquiles.
I'm sorry?
Chilaquiles.
Chilaquiles. Are those good? I think I had them last time I was there.
It's a Mexican dish.
I gathered
that. With like
that.
Tortilla.
Right.
And tomato sauce and like spicy.
I think I had that last time. It was really good. And as you know, the Doomies, you would never know it's vegan.
It's so good.
It's so good.
I need to go there again for brunch.
Exactly. So Doomies Home Cooking, 1253 Vine Tree, Los Angeles, California, 90038. Sounds like I'm taking Nicole and her vegan friend, and Jenny out to brunch this week. But go to Doomy's Home Cooking. If you're ever in L.A. or you're ever visiting L.A., that's the place to go. It's delicious. And they're open 3 o'clock in the morning.
Whoa.
Friday and Saturdays. Also, if you go to darkmarkshow.com, and you should because we've updated that, we took Josie off, and Nicole Six is now on the website. Did you see that?
I did.
Yes.
I've been inviting people to come like it. You should come like our page.
Exactly. But now, the actual darkmarkshow.com.
Oh, on the website?
You're on that. But what's also good on the website, if you go to darkmarkshow.com, if you go to, there's two buttons. One is an audible.com button. Click on that. You get a free audiobook. Free.
Free.
And a 30-day free trial. I'm just looking at the front page. All the big movies. American Sniper. You want to see what the fuss is about? Get the audiobook. I don't know what the Ghetto Boys and Thriller are doing on there, but if you want to see Unbroken, 50 Shades of Grey, I know you don't recommend that, but Gone Girl, Wild, whatever you want. The Amazon Eve was on American Horror Story with Neil Patrick Harris, and Neil Patrick Harris has an audiobook on audible.com. Neil Patrick Harris, Choose Your Own Autobiography, 7 hours and 15 minutes of NPH. I don't think you can't beat that. That's free.
Free.
And so that's free for you. I'm trying to get everybody here aboard on skidrowstudios.com. Also, if you go to darkmarkshow.com, there's a stamps.com link. You get free stamps. You get a free $100 free trial to stamps.com. You get $40 of free postage. You get a scale. You get everything you need, because I was at the post office this week.
Mm-hmm.
What a nightmare.
Yes.
And the two people at the post office, I actually got nice postal workers for a change.
Aw.
But it was just like, there's like 30 people
in
line.
But I bet they wish you were at home with your own scale.
Exactly. They were there. There's two people and like 30 people in line. And I just needed to mail a package. I could have just printed the postage at stamps.com. They've got a couple deals. If you go to stamps.com, you can just get started and you get a 30-day free trial. But the real good offer is the $100 value. You go to stamps.com, $45 postage coupons, you get a free digital scale and a $5 supply kit, and all you need, all you do is pay postage and handling, and you're set. And, I know a lot of people use eBay, they send packages, stuff like that. That's what's great about stamps.com. And Nicole, while we're waiting for Sig, Ranny, and Amazon, our guests, to come, I just got a message. You may have to, we're down here and can't get outside doors closed and knock. I will talk. Go ahead and get Sig and Ranny, and maybe Amazon's down there too. So I did want to – I should have done the sponsors while you're leaving. Thank you, Nicole. That's one of the co-hosting jobs that nobody ever tells you about. You have to go downstairs and get the people. But we're here – Skid Row Studios. I did want to say, while I do have the time, there's a couple things I wanted to not only visit our sponsors, but our frequent guest and somebody we hold dear – Elizabeth Aston, who was here scant 3 weeks ago. You remember Elizabeth Aston, right, Jenny?
Yes, she was very pretty.
Oh, beautiful. But she was bit by a pit bull.
Where?
In the face.
Oh, my God. Is she okay?
She's okay, but she does need some medical attention. And she has a GoFundMe for her medical bills. It's actually, she's raised almost half the medical bills. And it's something that I recommend everybody help her out. And
What's the story behind it? Can you say?
Well, here's what it says. On the evening of February 1st, Elizabeth was moving into her new residence when a neighboring dog bit her in the face. The dog owner has not provided proper paperwork showing vaccinations. There is currently a bacterial infection and needs immediate treatment. And current x-rays are not showing a fracture to the face, but swelling needs to subside.
Can you say lawsuit?
Yes. Hello, who's calling me? Hello? Hello?
It sounds like heavy breathing.
I don't know what's going on. There you go, obscene caller. But anyway, here's the website. Go to GoFundMe.com/ L as in Larry, F as in Frank, N as in Nancy, O as in Oscar, Y as in yogurt, G as in goats. And you'll get the whole story. You'll see her beautiful face, not as beautiful as it usually is. And just please help her out. There's, Elizabeth Aston is terrific and needs your help. And, you know, people love her. That's why she's already in like 2 days or even a day, I think, has raised over $1,325 of her $2,500 medical bills. Speaking of somebody else who needs medical attention is our other friend who's actually hasn't been on the show. She was supposed to be on last week, Sasha Knox. And Sasha Knox, another tragedy. Let me read her story. It's another GoFundMe. Go to GoFundMe.com, BC4YZ4. She has a hematoma on her leg, and it's her leg doesn't bend. This happened in November, and she's not able to dance. She's not able to walk. She's not able to show her beautiful legs. Sasha Knox is a beautiful woman, and I don't know. She needs some help too, and she's raised a lot of money, but she needs more. And these are two beautiful. If you want to help beautiful young women, and I know I do, these are two beautiful young women that need your help. So please help them out. I had a great time in Vegas. I want to thank Jack Slammy for having me at the Adrenaline Bar and Grill, where I performed with the 420 comic. And also I also performed with Bobby Wayne Stouts, who was great. And I want to thank the crowd at that place. And I also want to let you know that I'll be playing another show here, and let me see if I can get the details on that, in Northridge this week. I'm really stalling for time. Everybody's out of the studio. This is really weird. They're coming up, but they're coming up in the elevator, and I was not prepared for that. I was actually prepared. Nicole had a Super Bowl story, and I didn't think to get that. There we go. Everybody's trapped in the elevator. Oh, look at who's here. My goodness, what happened? Oh, what's going on? Hey, who is this stranger?
Love you.
Oh, I didn't know you guys collaborated before the show. Nicole, why don't you come over here so everybody can see what's going on? I hope you caught that on camera. She-Hulk is here. What is going on?
You're not supposed to say that.
Come on over here.
Wait, who's sitting there?
Come on over here. We're gonna sit all you guys over here. You can sit. You can go. And you brought a one-eyed steampunk beauty as well. Over there. You're in so incognito. I didn't call you. No, on the other side, please. Sit. Amazon, you sit here.
Yeah. Oh, you want me to sit there? Yes.
You get the chair. Sig, you sit wherever you want. Randy, I don't. The whole show is going to be musical chairs. Just sit down. We'll have a conversation.
There we go. Done.
Who's going to have the short chair? Oh, no. Oh, very nice.
All right. This is so. Can we use earbuds?
You can do whatever you want, please. Okay. You just choked me and almost destroyed me. This is quite a show now.
I can sort of.
I hear it.
Now, we don't have time for the Super Bowl party. Can you hear?
Yes, like, ooh, there we go. There's my voice. Okay. Can I adjust?
Can you hear? Okay.
It's in my ears.
Okay, so does everybody hear?
I'm hearing some other feed.
It's big and it's black.
Oh. It's big and black feed? Really? There's some. You don't need the earphones. We don't do wacky sound effects here. If there's a call,
I love the hat. I noticed the whole look, but the hat. Look at this little.
Can you hear her over there?
I heard you're hearing me. Well, I don't hear her now.
Okay.
Can you hear me now?
I don't hear.
Well, I'll just drop the headphones. We'll figure it out. If there's a call, yeah. I'll have you put on the headphones.
Yeah.
And you can take that off because you look so beautiful. Who wants to ruin it with headphones? So who is this tall, dark stranger that walked in the room? What is going on here?
She had her own
I just lost the sound. Where'd it go?
I said, who is this tall? Who is this tall, dark stranger that walked in the room and choked me?
When you're saying dark, are you referring to the color of my skin?
That's the worst black impression I've ever heard in my life. What is that?
Sorry.
Welcome to the Amos and Andy show. What is going on? She's breaking the equipment. When you say dog, okay, we're over there.
Okay, the mic is off. Hello. Technical support.
Take it off.
I can't hear myself.
Everybody with a hat except for Sig can take it off. Go ahead. If there's a call, I'll have you put on the headphones. Take the headphones off. I don't want to be playing.
I can now.
Okay, great. Yeah. Okay, all right. It's okay. You can hear us in real time. Everybody with the headphones. So excuse me. Shaft, I mean, who is this that brought?
All right, I'm going to wear it like this.
Okay. So who are you, stranger, that just came in and assaulted me?
Well, shall I reveal myself?
Uh-oh.
Dun-dun-dun.
Oh.
Ooh. We were late today, so we were listening to the soundtrack to A Dark Knight to hasten our pace.
Right. Yeah. Well, first off, I didn't know you were traveling together, and I'm glad you guys hooked up.
Yeah.
Oh, God. We're playing a supervillain team.
Right, because Nicole, you were last time we had Amazon Eve called in from the set of American Horror Story, and we had Sig and Randy on the show, finally. And there was a real bonding moment, and everybody really bonded.
Oh, God, are we going to play that sentimental moment?
No, we're not going to play sentimental, but I was going to say, everybody wanted to meet each other, and that's why I wanted to have all three of you on the show. And I didn't know before the show you were planning this whole charade. And I'm glad that you just ran it up finally, because last time you look great, but it was
amazing.
I wouldn't shut up twice.
Very nice. Let me. So, if people are not familiar with who's here, this is Amazon Eve, who's dressed. Can I say it now?
We're supposed to play a game guess the superhero I am.
You didn't
say I am. We'll still play it if you want to call 1-800-893-9562.
Mark gave a hint.
Please, with the attention span our audience has, don't worry about it. 1-800-893-9562. Randy's dressed as a superhero. We could probably make something up there. Anyway, Amazon Eve is here, dressed as a fictional superhero that nobody really knows.
Biker Dude.
Yeah. And Biker Dude is here. This is Sig Neutron. He was the runner-up on Face Off, on Sci-Fi Channel's Face Off, and his beautiful girlfriend, apparently you stabbed her in the eye or something. Randy,
that's where he got the eye.
Is it Randy Roddle? Is it Randy Rodil?
Rodil.
Because I said Roddle last time. You're like, that's fine. And then everybody thinks like,
I don't care usually.
We had Crappy Comic a couple weeks ago. He corrected me on the proper pronunciation.
Oh, really? Yeah.
And that is obviously, it's a pseudonym, is it not?
That's actually my last name.
Oh. Is Rodil?
Randy Rodil.
It's kind of like Rodildo, but Rodil.
Really? Well, the Sig knows more about that than I would, I'm sure.
I call Randy Rodildo sometimes.
Really?
Yeah, this is a joke, but water.
As I said, you guys,
she needs a big.
You guys, know each other much better than I do. Does she ever? Does it ever happen like that?
No.
There's a reason they call you Rodildo.
No.
Look at that smile.
Just
I don't know.
Mean kids calling me.
I'm choking
Rodildo.
On this. Okay, let's hear the Rodildo here. Rodildo.
Raggedy Ann Rodildo growing up. It was a really awful name for a nerdy.
Terrible name. Also, it was a lot of effort to say.
Yeah. Because I'm Ranny Ann Rodil, and it was Raggedy Ann Rodildo. Yeah.
I'm surprised they didn't call you Rodan.
Why would they call it? Why would they?
See, that'd be cool.
Intelligent apes yelling at me. Awful names.
My last name is Six, and it's my real last name. And
really?
So kids didn't know who Nikki Six was. My mother did, obviously. And so I got all sorts of, like, Nicole Six, all sorts of weird stuff.
Hey, what are you, Nicole Seven, Nicole Eight, weird stuff like that?
You remind me of a burlesque dancer. I saw it right at Christmas Eve. It was beautiful.
Really? What was the burlesque dancer's name?
Oh, my God, Michelle L'Amour.
Very nice.
Yes.
So this last time you told me when...
Yes, it was Michelle L'Amour. She did this just incredible thing. She was this angel. Sorry. Digress. Continue.
No, because when we were talking last and you called in from the set of American Horror Story in New Orleans, you said you were going to a lot of burlesque shows.
I was watching it, yes.
And you were thinking maybe that could be a future career for you.
My God, is everything just all or nothing for you? I mean, you know.
I'm
going to be the wrestler. No. No, I could do the burlesque.
You have amazingly long legs. It would be quite the performance.
Yeah, I've got the legs. It would probably be a cross between Ricky Covette and this superhero we were trying to get the audience to call in. And guess what I am?
There's a Marvel. Should I even say it's Marvel? Or can I give them that?
Well, just throw hints out.
Can we
play a 20 questions?
It's either Marvel, DC, or Image. Let's narrow it down. Mm-hmm. Or Dark
Horse.
Might
be Dark Horse. Yeah.
It'll be Dark Horse.
Could be.
And you guys were listening to The Dark Knight, so it's possible.
Or a Top Cow.
Yeah. It could be.
Maybe it's a Top Cow.
But anyway, it's very
top
exciting because we have big TV stars. Sig Neutron was number two. You were runner-up on Face Off, right?
Oh, well, I wouldn't say runner-up. I didn't win. I was.
Yeah, that would be the definition of going to the finals and losing.
I made it to the final three, which actually, funny story, once I met Drew, who was another top three finalist who didn't win, he moved out with us and he's living with us and he actually helped with the makeup too. So,
all right, Drew.
Yeah, it was Drew Talbot.
Drew Talbot.
He's out there somewhere. Hopefully he's watching. He's supposed to be watching.
Talbot, yeah. Rock on. Uh-huh. Sig.
Sig and Drew.
Siggy.
So, and Drew was living where?
He was living in Pennsylvania. He went to the same makeup school I did in Pennsylvania.
Oh, wow.
And then we met on the show, and I told him, I was like, dude, you got to get out here. Right. And I didn't think he was going to come, and he's like, I'll be here in like two months. And I'm like, move in with us.
Better clear out that guest room.
Yeah, it worked.
I mean, was that his idea or your idea? Like,
it was a joint idea. He always wanted to move out here, but it was great to like meet him on the show and actually convince him to come out here because this is where he needs to be.
Well, this is what I heard, and I don't want to dwell on it because to get on the show, period, is an achievement. And apparently, from what I understand, the first challenge was sudden death. So like
season,
right. I don't know if they're doing now. No. First challenge was the sudden death, but everybody and I was scouring. You know how much research I do, Nicole. I did a lot of research.
There's a lot of research.
A lot of research with one hand on Ranny and Amazon, like, but on you, I did. I actually used two hands, and I went to IMDb, and a lot of people were saying what happened was, and correct me if I'm wrong because I haven't seen the show. There were two challenges. One was a Dark Knight, and one was a White Knight.
Are you talking about the finale? Yeah, it was. So the whole theme of our season was life and death, and the finale, like it started with you had to make a life or death character, and then at the end you had to do a life and death knight, and so that was the challenge,
right? So and what, apparently the Dark Knight came out good, but the White Knight.
Yeah,
you have a problem with goodness, apparently.
Yes. No, kinda. Yeah, I mean, the whole season, like,
I'm sorry. Yeah, I have to cover my face.
If I got to be quick about it, it's like the whole season. A lot of people were getting praised for using silicone and doing realistic makeups,
right?
And I was like, I had never done that, and I was like, all right, this is my last chance to show the judges my range because I went big and I went monstrous. So I was like, I'm gonna do one of my characters like humanistic and one of my characters like monstrous. And I thought that was like a good plan, but it didn't really work in my favor because the coloring of you never know what it's going to look like on the stage lights until it's on the stage lights.
Right.
And it looks so red.
Yeah.
And he just looked like a sunburnt lobster man. And I'm just like,
hey, that was your good guy?
It's a silicone makeup and you have to match the natural color of the model that comes in. He was sunburnt as fuck.
I mean, if you watch the footage,
so they sabotage you basically.
Yeah, they did that on purpose.
Because for the finale, they hire performers and they were great. And the guy's skin tone, he was a little bit more on the red side, and I had to match the skin tone. So
right.
It's Nah, it is what it is, but I'm so happy with my experience.
And by the way, if you're talking silicone, I've complimented Amazon Eva on her silicone plenty of times. I mean, that's a work of art.
What?
You know,
are you talking about my,
you know what I'm talking about. Anyway, I don't. So, but anyway, since the show.
Are you saying they're not real?
I was going to say,
they're not mine.
Oh, they're yours. I would love to.
I have a receipt, yes.
I would love to inspect those myself. I'd love to inspect those myself, just to be sure.
Yeah, both hands.
Both hands, yeah. But anyway, so since the show, have you gotten work? I would imagine.
No, it's been great. I got no complaints. Everyone's been buying our hats, and I'm in the process of making
some
hats.
Have you gotten movie work yet?
I actually worked on movies before I went on the show.
Right.
So that was like kind of, you know, it was like a bonus to get more work. But yeah, I've been working on.
Are you more in demand now than you were?
Oh yeah, yeah, totally. Because you know, there's something validating about going on TV and showing what you can do, and especially like I stayed till the end, so everyone saw my wide range of work and
the whole portfolio.
You know, yeah, and it's broadcast to now. I heard it just started showing in Venezuela, so it's like. Facebook, every couple months, you get a bunch of new followers from weird regions. Yes. And
South American fans are very enthusiastic.
Yeah, it just keeps like going all over the place.
Well, Amazon Eve knows about that because you have fans all over the world.
Yeah, I get around.
And, and your fan base since the show must have just exploded.
Yes, I've been very fortunate. Now I'm going to downplay myself because I guess I want to talk about my homework. That's my co-star, Jody. I miss her. She's this little thing. I really miss her.
I like her.
I want her. I want her back.
from our doing the makeup to coming here.
It's like, yeah, I gotta get me some Judy.
Well, it's funny because you guys invited me to your house for a face-off screening party. I had a show and I couldn't do it. You actually saw their house. Is it a house of horrors or is there like...
Their house is a normal house.
Crazy stuff all over the place?
Well, there is one room which is pretty much dedicated to some like BDSM.
Oh, really?
You know, the red room of
pain. Don't figure. Like, you weren't supposed to tell anybody about
that
room.
There's this like hand of sticking out of the table. It's like, wow, that's got to be some really twisted ass... body torture thing. What
maybe
do you do
they
with
just
that?
Arm wrestle it's, like it.
It's this. What was it? Jeff Goldblum's hair. Yeah.
It actually was Jeff Goldblum's hair.
We don't want to lie. We have Jeff Goldblum's digits.
How did you
right
get Jeff
table?
Goldblum's hand from
well,
the fly?
You know, I don't know how much I can say, but it just
we can't say.
Jeff Goldblum's hand ended up in our house, and I might have the mold, some of the molds from the fly,
with his hand.
So, I don't know what I can say about that, but it's there.
And, do you have other appendages?
No, just the ham. We've made it the centerpiece of our table. It just sits there like this. Yeah. Jeff Goldblum's hand.
Right.
That's awesome. Hey,
now, you can only get the...
No, guys, if the hand is doing something more of a kind of like a... it's like...
It's a suggestive hand.
I was going to say, if you get a mold of Gina Davis's ass, then you'd have a matching set. You're very good at that, Amazon. You got that down. Look at that.
There's like, okay, this like mid, there's like a dungeon. It's like all surrounded by concrete. Like,
oh no, I know.
Like Dark Knight, you know.
Right. I wish.
It was pretty cool. And we sat down and we took a break. We had some tum and saute. You guys like Thai? We had wonderful
Thai. Some Thai food.
Oh, wow.
And very spicy. And
we weren't invited to this whole...
I know,
but I'm glad I got it together, though.
Yeah,
we all would have been late if...
I know.
Yeah,
I got all greened up here.
Jenny would have waited for us.
Look at this. Are we getting close-ups here? Can we get close-ups?
No, make sure you got that angle.
Oh, there's my lens.
It's right on you.
High lens.
Right. I'm sorry. You used to be on a real set. And action.
Mm-hmm. Why don't you just lean in real slow with the Hans Zimmer and just get in there?
Exactly. I thought about this for a long time. Dark Mark. When you snuck into my trailer the other night, an Amazon Eve's trailer, what happened to you?
Well, I don't really want to talk about that, but it didn't end well. I just I remember is getting.
Do you like your welts?
Well, I don't mind them. I actually love when you should I even say it? When you were,
I was like, where's that music coming from?
Yeah. When you were hitting me with a bamboo, boom, boom. Yes, boom. A bamboo stick and saying, "Who's boom, the strong man boom, now?" Boom, I was really getting. Boom, yes. Boom, 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 boom,
I love you.
I was expecting everybody to bust a Don't Worry, Be Happy. This is like a Bobby McFerrin concert. I can't believe I've referenced Gina Davis and Bobby McFerrin on the show. Nobody knows who the fuck I'm talking about.
But
in Nicole's lab because she has no idea. Anyway, so Amazon Eve.
Yes.
I have to bring it up. You were just on a major network show, and now we can talk about it. American Horror Story Freak Show. And this was from what I understand, and I did a lot of research on you, this was a role that was written for a man. Supposed to be called Giant Jack or something like that?
Johnny Long in the Pants.
Johnny Long in the Pants. Now, how does your agent get you in the audition for Johnny Long in the Pants?
I had to tell my manager at the time, I was kind of in this, like, I don't know where I'm going. I've done a few more Japanese TV shows. I can't break any more ass. I mean, I'm running out of
except for my ass
opponents.
When I got here trailer,
yes.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, you're just one of the sissy bitches.
Remember last time
I was
trash
talking
talk?
About, I was talking about I got this job, okay? So focus. I needed to do something more, and I wanted to get on another show. So, you know, think outside the box. It could be anything mm-hmm. that I would fit physically in.
Right.
Male, female, it, whatever. LGBTQR, I don't care.
Right.
Bunny rabbit ears, I'll wear them.
Right.
I get this part, and I show up, and I said, okay, I can do this.
Right.
The sides, since the show is so top secret, they gave me the sides to Of Mice and Men, first opening scene I played
right.
plenty before in the past. It was really easy. The problem is I went in, I bound my boobs. Right,
that takes some
down,
binding.
Took, yeah, exactly. Slicked back my hair.
Similar to what
wore
you
a flannel
today.
Shirt.
Right.
Dude it up. Got my dude on. Yeah. I remember that. Thing between my legs. Mm-hmm. And then I walk into this casting room and it's all a bunch of guys my height or taller, so right. hot. And I'm going, why?
It was like the Lakers.
Can I say fuck?
Fuck.
Fuck. So pissed.
Right.
My whole dating pool was right there. I went in, I landed the part.
Yeah,
and
you'd be mom.
I was fully prepared to play this as a man, but they let me play it as Amazon Eve, which is kind of like hitting a home run. And then.
No, that's my question. Now, when did they... Was it the first audition that they found out you were a woman? Did they suspect you were a woman?
Oh, yeah. Well, okay, when I'm going into the audition.
Right.
After I do the audition.
Right.
Actually, when I slated my name, I used... Hi, I'm Erica Irvin. I'm from Los Angeles, California. I'm 6'8".
And did their draws drop? They were like... Or were they like...
Sure, when I went down to here and I started talking... George, hold on, I gotta get down. Hold on, a little deeper voice.
And please don't use me or Sig as an example. We're bad examples of manly men, please.
Oh my goodness.
You like that, don't you?
That was very deep. I like that a lot.
I like that.
Something for everyone.
Why can't women get to do that stuff too? Women right. get to make all kinds of gross noises, don't we? We're always having to be prim and proper.
I know Nicole might make some gross noises every now and then, but that's just, you know.
I try not to.
I was very fortunate to work with some of the most talented people in this business.
I'll say, I mean, Jessica Lange, Kathy Bates, Angela Bassett, Michael Chiklis. It doesn't get any better than that.
Yeah, Michael Chiklis taught me how to do a fight scene.
I was going to ask you about the fight scene.
How not to hurt somebody, you know, because it's really hard. It's actually counterintuitive.
Were you like kicking his ass? And he's like, wait, it's like, whoa.
What happens on set stays on set.
So you may or may not have connected with a blow to Michael Chiklis.
Actually, no. I mean, I got bruises.
He may or may not be proud of his welts.
Yeah, we actually rolled, you know.
Yeah,
it's very physical.
Yeah,
Very physical.
Because I was wondering, because I saw the scene and I saw that show. Yeah. Did you no stuntmen, just you and him? Or there were a couple stuntmen, women?
Well, I'm not going to say that. I learned how to do a proper fight scene. Movie magic. Come on, leave right. people something to.
But you were very scary.
Spoiler
I really
alert.
Did kick his ass.
No, but when
thank you.
When you jumped out of that bed and you got in his face and you're about a foot taller than him and you went down and you're like, are you trying to get to me? Or you're trying to get me? Or
are you trying to get with me? Which was you want to hook up and fuck, you know, that kind of thing. It's like,
but that lighting.
Why don't you just ask? Okay,
but that lighting they put on you was, man, that was some scary stuff.
Yeah, they dark lit me, and I can pull out the dragon.
Yes, you can. Now they also, by yes. the way, and I've from a lot of your fans and a lot of my fans, and please, mm-hmm. if you want to talk to Amazon Eve or Sig Neutron or Ranny or even Nicole. 1-800-893-9562. And we're still giving away an autographed picture of Amazon Eve. And if nobody calls in, I'm getting it. So, okay. Actually, Jenny's sister wants it too. So maybe we'll give it to Jenny's sister.
Okay.
But somebody better call in. So now.
Nobody's calling in.
Nobody's calling in. But Amazon, but how?
Okay, about let's get naked. Yeah.
All right. If you call in, we'll get naked. So how did the character become called Amazon Eve? Because that's been your name, stage name for a long time. How did that work out?
Well, I've come up with all kinds of names. You know why we got these cars?
Yes.
Remember, Amazon Eve is a character I can play anything with.
Right. So, but
she's literally a device. She's a legal device. Allow me to do just about anything. It's kind of cool.
But you still can call yourself Amazon Eve, the character.
Of course. I'm always Amazon Eve.
So did you like license the character name to them? Is that what happened?
Please, you need to go to law school to understand this.
You have been to law school. That's why I'm asking you.
Oh, God. Do I have to give him the Reader's Digest condensed version?
Okay, we can talk about something else. It's all right.
All right. Oh, come on, please. Let's not go to law school. I don't
they everybody that and
too much paperwork.
Right, but almost everybody that saw you on the show said that they frumped you down because you are such a beautiful woman, and on the show they sort of frumped you down. Did you? What do you think about that?
I wanted to be authentically something like my grandma back then.
So that was your choice?
That was something like me and my mom. My grandma played piano.
Right.
So they gave me this old beat up piano like we had at my grandma's house. And I remember all the times learning how to play.
Right.
I play the piano, guitar, trombone.
See, now you tell me. We could have.
I'm talented. I've got some stuff.
We could have had a whole jam session here tonight.
They don't need the instruments, as they've already proven.
I know. We actually could be the whole orchestra.
Right. So, Randy, now you guys were at some. What convention were you at recently? Because you busted out the Gary Oldman again.
Oh, was that Kamikaze?
Because I missed you guys at Kamikaze. I was there. I was looking for you.
Oh, yeah.
I ran into our mutual friend, Fuckface Jimmy, and and he's like, oh, they're over there. And I guess I just kept missing you. I don't know what happened.
Yeah, we were wandering around and
I joined a
contest and, yeah.
You must have won, I would imagine.
Yeah, well, I won third place, which was great. I was excited that I even placed because there were some really cool cosplays with lights and... Really
are we
cool
cosplaying
stuff.
Right now? Yeah. Is that what we're doing?
We're all cosplaying.
I think so, yeah.
It's like
I'm cosplaying as myself, I guess.
Right. Well, it's funny you should mention that because I saw a picture of you two. You cosplayed as him.
Oh,
yeah. That was fun.
We went to the CoPro conjoined show curated by Chet Czar.
I wanted him to fuck himself. And I was like, I'll just fuck you.
And you did fuck yourself, didn't you?
I don't remember.
That's a yes. We've already got into that. You guys,
well, I really don't remember.
That's a shame. You should definitely be able to remember that. Yes. That's something special.
Could we reenact that later on tonight? The Dark Bar Show after party.
Okay, put it up.
I'll bet people call in for that one. Because I was going to ask you, because you have you got such a sense of style, and you always have that Captain Tennille sort of hat on. What's the story behind that?
I don't know. I just, like, I wasn't really a hat guy, and then I found, like, a captain's hat, and I started wearing it, and I thought it was fun.
Right.
And then I was like, I wanted to make it more, I don't know, original, so I put an eye on it, so it's my eye captain's hat.
Ah.
And there's, it's funny because there's one of the episodes in Face Off. I don't remember which one now, but I was wearing a suit and I had the sleeves like all zhuzhed up.
Right.
And I had the captain's hat on and it was the reveal stage. And right. Neville says, like, I'm sorry, Sig, your gig with Captain Neil didn't work out, but, you know, and then he goes into like his critique.
Right.
So it's like they didn't cut that in, obviously, but
there's no one knows who Captain Tennille is either. Yeah. Yeah. This is obscure reference and, night here in the Dark Marjorie.
I was totally saying, like, this is my Captain Tennille Miami Vice look. Right. I said that earlier in the day, and I was on mic, and I don't know if they picked up on that.
Okay.
They were making some jokes about it.
Did you have
it,
a white jacket in the whole thing?
Yeah, it was, yeah. It looked.
What was your undercover look?
I don't know.
The game part of Miami. Yeah.
But Randy, you were obviously his model, and you were on a lot of after shows, and you were featuring on the show as well. You probably,
yeah.
You must get people recognizing you all the time now.
Well, no one recognizes me. Well,
Dragon Con, actually, people did recognize you. They recognized us both. They were like, oh my God, you guys were on Face Off. Some people would actually recognize her
first. They recognize my cosplays.
Right.
When people see me normal, they freak out. They're like, well, you look actually like fucking normal. Like, I'm usually in a makeup, and people see, at Dragon Con, people see, like, the work in progress of makeups. Right. They don't know what I really look like. I don't think anyone at Dragon Con really knew what I looked like.
I don't think even our close friends know what you look like.
Yeah, we go to art galleries and everything, and I usually go dressed up, and then when I'm normal, they're like, oh, you're Asian.
Good job with that.
Surprise. And I'm like, oh, yeah.
So what was the, because there was a costume that's on your Facebook page now. What was that? That's pretty elaborate.
Which one?
The most recent, I think that was,
was it the IMATS Valkyrie?
IMATS Valkyrie.
Yeah, so I did a makeup demo for Kryolan, and I was at their booth, and I've always wanted to do my version of a Valkyrie because I imagine them as these like weird Grim Reaper-y like
battle.
I'm
showing Nicole, nobody else can see, but if you go to Randy Roddle's Facebook page, look at that.
Rodil.
That's amazing.
Rodil.
Roddle.
Rodil.
No.
Randy Rodan. Like, I'm sorry. No, Randy Rodil. So that's the Valkyrie.
Yeah. Well, it's, yeah. What is your cosplay page? It's like Randy.
Yeah,
Rodil's
Randy Rodil cosplay. Yeah.
Yeah. It's,
but
yeah.
Yeah. That was amazing. That makeup was, it's very, I would say, like Evil Dead ish, like the style of it that you did.
I'm a big fan of like Viking Norse mythology.
Say, yeah.
And
so you went with sort of a hell feeling.
Yeah, I wanted to do my version of the Valkyrie, which is I think that there's these weird Grim Reaper things that actually like pick up the bodies off of the battlefield of the like the most valiant warriors, and they take them back to whatever planet, and then they reanimate the bodies because so they're waiting for Ragnarok, which is like the final battle, so they reanimate all these like great warriors, and then they're going to come back to Earth and take it over someday, and that's going to be Ragnarok.
You worked on the Vikings, right? Did you work on the show The Vikings?
I didn't.
God, it sounds like
you should have.
Yeah. Be a dream job.
We started watching that, but we haven't. We got a couple episodes in, but we need to watch more because everyone speaks highly of it.
And I don't want people to think that you come up with all the ideas, and she just sits there in a chair.
No, that's not it at all.
Actually,
I'm glad you brought that up. No, that's not it, because a lot of people meet like us, and then they'll praise me really highly, and I'm like, yeah, but it wasn't just me. Like she is like equally as like responsible for this makeup as I am, because we both have the ideas.
Right.
She does all like wardrobe and fabrication and all this. Right. Like it's a total 50-50 collaboration.
But at the same time, like I love how he can talk better about like the aspects of it, like working on
the
things, like the technical things. He's better at talking about that, and I can be the character.
Well, especially when you're in character.
Nothing of this fabrication. Yeah. Like I love being a weird character, and then I can be his muse, his model. Aww. But we come up with the ideas together, and I do fabrication, and I do the costume work.
Right.
But it's a great joint effort. We have fun doing it.
It's so amazing these two found each other. I want to find
I can't believe it.
I'm serious. I'm serious. No, don't hit me. I'm serious. But the thing is, I saw an interview with both of you. I forget what con it was. But you were in some costume.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
I don't even know.
You were in some costume, and they were like, And you were explaining everything, and they kept getting you the microphone, and you're like, you could barely talk. You're in some constant. Oh, yeah. I was like constricting your face.
Yeah, sometimes they're like this, and I'm like, okay, I'm going to try to project my voice like in a weird way. And I'm like, I sound like Sammy Davis Jr. in a skull mask. Right. It's bad. Bane, it's not a good thing.
But Gary Oldman was your idea.
I've always wanted. We did it on Tupac Shakorgi, our dog. We did the Dracula Corgi.
Tupacula.
Yeah, Tupacula.
Why is it Tupacula? I got to see that.
Well, you can look at my wallet. Can I get my wallet for Christmas?
Thank you.
Is it in there? Is there a picture in there?
It's Tupacula.
No, it's on the
outside.
Tupacula.
It is like Zazzle.
I was just about to steal your money. Go ahead.
Check
it out. That's it. That's Tupacula.
Oh, flip it around. That's upside down. There you go.
And Popeye the Sailor Moon was your idea.
It was your idea.
That was so. I love the ideas that we come up with because, like.
Did you see Popeye the Sailor Moon on Amazon, Eve?
I'm sorry?
Did you see Popeye the Sailor Moon?
Sounds like a porn.
Exactly.
Yeah,
it
kind of is.
Spinach makes him grow.
It was the super sexy Sailor Moon schoolgirl outfit. And then a Popeye face.
And I sculpted it to be the most gnarly, scary man
porn,
face.
That's fetish.
Probably it is somewhere.
Yeah. I love it.
No, that's porn. So anyway, so you were, getting back to Amazon Eve and her newfound fame and everything. And they, before the show, they came out and let the world know that you were transgendered.
I spoke about it.
Yes.
The way I identify is probably different than what's politically expedient.
Okay.
Transgender is very shorthand. It's a very simple way to kind of...
Define yourself then.
Right.
Correct me.
Because you can get really complicated with it. You don't have to know how cancer works, right?
But I want to know how your vagina works is basically what I'm...
You want to, yes.
I actually really do want to know.
The bionic pussy.
I love to hear about this. This is one of the few shows that you'll be on top of. I think you need to jump on. If you start beatboxing, I have to jump on it. I'm sorry. Thank you. So much fun to work with. I told you guys, my love. God, he was so fun. I'm telling you, last time you called in, they were crying in the studio. Now they're laughing. Tell us about the bionic pussy. I got to hear about this.
I have a man-made vagina.
Really?
And we call it a neo-vagina. It's like, you know, the Matrix. Okay, so it's custom-made. You know, we go shopping for this online back in the day. You know, when we were like, we were shopping for pussy online. We go back and forth.
So this is 2004?
Yes.
Okay, so they had pussies online.
I was shopping for pussy.
You were on Prodigy or what? I mean, what service?
I was
AOL.
I was researching all the doctors around the world,
right?
And what kind of pussies they made,
right?
You know, I paid for a top of the line Corvette, you know, with all the trimmings. Okay,
right.
We're talking.
Right.
It hums.
Nicole, if your vagina was a car, what would it be?
I actually do like Corvettes. I like Mustangs. I like Jeeps.
Good answer. Anyway, so your vagina ain't handicapped. Where in the world did this bionic pussy come from?
It actually came from one of the first men I've ever dated. I'm still waiting for him to give me permission. Okay. I dated a producer from CBS.
Oh, really?
Yes, his name is John. You know who he is. Can I say his name?
Say it.
John Mader.
John Mader.
John Mader. Yes.
John Mader paid for your vagina?
Don't ask for personal details.
John Mader's got that kind of cash?
No. Okay. Hold on. You're mine now, Mr. Dark Mark.
Okay, let's hear it.
Do you know what I could do to you? I could destroy you with a word.
Let's hear it.
Would you like to see that?
Destroy me with a word.
Come on. All right.
Do your best.
Which word are we going to use? Masticate. I want to see you masticate.
I don't have anything to eat here. Thank you.
Okay.
I know what masticate means. And don't.
I'm sorry. Let's go back to where we were.
It sounds like you really want to wrestle because I'll kick the shit out of you again. Because you remember what happened last time.
Sounds like a challenge.
Hold on. It's going down.
Oh, and the wrestling. All right.
I was going to commentate.
Oh, and Margo's for low stance.
For those of you at home who can't see any of this, Mark just tried to pick her up. I said tried.
That's on us. There you go.
All right. Yeah,
flip that around.
The wrong way.
You guys got to find like a spot for that.
Hold on. Hold that.
I'll get in there.
We're doing like sheep.
Okay, this is it. I've been waiting a year for this rematch.
You're in for it now, commentator.
All right, let's see your best matrix.
Ding, ding, ding.
Lots of slappy hands going on.
Amazon's going for the slaps. Mark's got it in a choke hold. Oh, he's going for the low stance. Look out. He's trying to throw his weight. They're going on the floor. Wait, nope. Hang on. Amazon's up. Mark's down. With a slap on the ass. Look out. What's going on? I don't know. I don't know what's going on.
Leggy head grabs.
The leggy head grab. Watch out. The signature move.
What are you doing?
I can't even see. Hang on.
We can't see it. We can smell it. It smells like victory.
I'm smelling a victory here.
Amazon-y.
Mark's on the ground. Can he get up? You're going to have to find out on pay-per-view.
You can download it.
Wait a second. Oh, she's got the arm bar. Look out. With the back fingers. Mark taps out. It's an Amazon-y victory. Woo. There needs to be some clapping. Yeah, there we go.
See, butt crack?
I think we saw one. Might have been.
There's a lot of crack.
I always wanted to be a wrestling commentator. Thank you for letting me be that for a little bit.
I didn't want to mention it because I didn't know if it was ripped before,
but did that rip just now?
For everybody else who couldn't see this, since only I saw it in the audience, you can all download it on iTunes and watch that over and over. We have.
Oh, man. I hope you learned your lesson because.
Yeah.
Michael Chiklis is one thing, but now you wrestle a real man.
Oh, man. Masticate.
Sure, there's a lot of guys who will be masticating to this show. So what is next for Amazon Eve?
That's a good question, yeah.
I've actually got the opposite problem
I had before. I was like, I want a job. Now I've got a couple jobs.
Right. But nothing you can say here.
Well, yeah, I've got a couple jobs. And I get to go have a manager, and the manager manages all that. And then I have a publicity team. I have a law firm.
Right.
I've got my own private security firm, which I can always... Sick on people.
See, this is why I took it easy on you because I didn't want your security team to jump agent. In.
Oh, there we go. I don't think she needs a security firm.
Lawyer.
Okay.
You know, it's just Jedi of jurisprudence. That's my favorite one.
Well, and you never did answer the question about the bionic pussy. We want to know.
I thought we answered that question.
No. What makes it bionic?
It's man-made.
Right. So it's better than.
Well, I'm both and neither. I'm kind of this hybrid character.
Can you have orgasms?
Oh, please.
Well, I know you just had one there, but that doesn't count. I'm talking about...
You want to find out all the gory details?
Yes.
Go online. You want to know? You really want to know?
Right.
Well, first off, we're on a show that we can ask these kinds of questions. I would prefer you don't.
Okay?
There's a reason for it.
Right.
All right. We can go there a little bit. Let me control the humor. All right?
It's my show.
I know it's your show, but don't, please.
But it's her vagina.
It's her vagina.
That's true.
That's true.
Okay.
It's my vagina. That's so true.
And a vagina is a very colorful thing.
That you have coming up.
Yes.
Are they major network shows? Possibly. The major movies? Possibly.
When is a feature film?
Okay.
I can't talk about it yet. There's it's like.
But you're going to Japan, right?
I get to go to Japan. I'm going to Japan.
What are you going to be doing in Japan?
Well, me and my vagina.
What is your vagina going to do in Japan?
Going to. It actually comes with me everywhere. It goes with me everywhere.
We got 3 minutes. What are you doing in Japan? It goes by so quick.
I'm going to learn the fine art of samurai training.
Mm. I thought you just did.
No, that's Brazilian jiu-jitsu. That's just like taking Garia down there.
Right, right.
Well, sort of, without hurting you.
And trust me. She did.
She took care of you. She took care of me. Yeah.
Down there.
It's the thing. It's the gift that gives that will keep on giving. Yeah. So, anyway, so, but if people want to get a hold of you, Amazon Eve on Twitter?
Yes, at Amazon Eve. Or
at Amazon Eve?
Right. AmazonEve.com or at Amazon Eve. That's where to find me, guys.
Right.
And, that's where I post where I'm going to be on your show talking about my bionic pussy.
Yes.
Happens.
And I am so happy for your success. As I said,
thank you.
I met you before you were successful, and we really.
Excuse me, I was a series regular by the time we met. So right.
That's
you just didn't know that.
I found out.
You
I'm
didn't
sorry.
Do your research.
I
do all my research. I go back. Yeah, go back. Computer. I do all my research.
Okay.
You don't do your research.
Okay.
I love it.
I'm still a little befuddled from the beating I gave you. Anyway, Sid Neutron.
Did you all get this on tape, or was that going to be edited out?
Right, no, we got it.
Did you get all
that? When I give a woman an ass whooping, sometimes I forget the fine details of my research. Sig Neutron, how do people get a hold of you?
Add Sig Neutron on Instagram or Twitter, and just Sig Neutron on Facebook.
And Ranny Roddle, Bizarro, Go Go.
Rodil.
Yeah.
Rodil.
R-O-D-I-L. Ranny, R-A-N-N-I-E, Rodil, R-O-D-I-L.
Okay, we've got
to... anything, I don't know.
We've got to close out. I'm just going to say, have a wonderfully creepy week, and I'm going to go over and smack Amazon Eve on the ass.
Oh, you want a rematch? Come on, bring it on.
Oh, you got the epic music now. You can't hear it.
Turn it's playing.
Oh, they're going at it. I don't know if you can hear me right now, but they're just... It's a slap fight right now. There's a lot of booty slapping and stomach slapping.
That felt good. I mean, I had a while.